You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in. As you heard, I am Reverend Dr. Edvige, and this is Affirmations for Living. So thank you for joining today. Truly, you are appreciated and loved, and I want to thank you because I know that you could be doing a million other things. But I hope that each and every week that I give you information, inspiration, and just things to help inspire you to live a more full life, to be happy. And today, that's what our show is all about today, the art of being happy. And so truly, I invite you to call in and have a conversation with me. That number is 888-627-6008. Because this is not just about, you know, my sharing, but there's so many of us who have experienced things, and right through those things, we have found happiness. And so I would love to hear from you today, your journey, your stories, so that together we can really make a difference. And so I really want to thank you. And of course, as I often ask, if you like what you hear here today, please tell your friends about me. Please tell them to join in our conversation weekly, Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, to join me on my website, affirmationsforliving.net, to get my free smartphone app called Awakened, and that's A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. To follow me on Facebook. I love to have friends. I'm now getting friends from all around the world, and it's so exciting to see what everyone's doing. You know, it's so very interesting because we're connecting, and regardless, I mean, you know, I have friends from India and Italy and Sweden and just all over, and it's so wonderful to see that we all are having the same conversation, that we're all posting and saying the same things, and the walls are coming down. We really are unity consciousness, and that to me is so amazing, and it's such a blessing to be able to do what I do, to bring you, you know, information every single week, to share what I've learned, and together we truly are making a difference. So I want to thank you. And again, please call in. Feel free to call in and talk with me today if you have any questions or if you have any insights that you'd like to share, because really we all have all sorts of wonderful information to share. And that number again is 888-627-6008. So here we go, the art of being happy. And really, you know, as I was contemplating this, a couple of things came to mind. And there's one particular quote that came to mind, and it is, the art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things. And really think about that for a moment. So the art, so this is a skill developed, if we're thinking about it, right? The art of, when we think of art, we think of a painting, sculpting, creating something. So the art of happiness, of being happy then, is a creation, which means it's an inside job, isn't it? We have to create it internally because as above, so below. As within, so without. And so it is creation, and it's within us to do. So it's easy to think you'll find happiness once, of course, your problems in life are all solved, right? Now, of course, that seems like an outside thing. But think about it. Life is continuing evolving. So as one issue is resolved, another issue pops up. And so then do you put your happiness on hold? Are you subject to what's going on around you? Are you basing your happiness, your existence, on outside stimuli? So something to think about. If you're going to live happily, you have to learn how to do so regardless of what problems there may be, right? If happiness is your destination and you are waiting to arrive at that, then, well, unfortunately, it could be a really long, long ride. You know, it's so very interesting. We see people who are so into their jobs and so into stuff and what they're doing, right? And they're like, when I retire, I'm going to do this. And when I retire, I'm going to do that. And when this event happens, then I'm going to do this. And when that event happens, then I'll do that. And unfortunately, for so many, right, by the time they retire, they may be too old, they may be sickly, something else happens to prevent them from living out that, as it's now phrased, the bucket list, right? And so it really is about the journey. The assumption here for people is that happiness comes from outside of you. It does not. While there are obviously things that happen in your life that make you feel either happy or unhappy, the fact is that these experiences come and they go. The key, and hear this, the key to life is that it is never an outside job. So your situation, your events that you want to attach to, they don't dictate whether or not you're happy. Happiness is your choice, right? Living happily then depends mainly on your inner life, meaning your thoughts, your emotions, your desires, your entire mental and emotional scene. Happiness is about what you think and, more importantly, what you believe, how you feel, how problems affect you. Now, this may sound obvious, right? And you would think, okay, but I know that. But are you living it? So often we focus, instead of our external lives, we focus on getting and spending and having fun and doing things and having more stuff. And then we wonder why we're not happy, because we're looking for all of this outside stimuli to satisfy us. But it's when our inner lives are serene that we are happiest. And this is inner peace. So this art of being happy really is about finding this inner calm, this inner peace. Peace, be still. So in the stillness, we can find this happiness. In those pauses that we take, we can find happiness. In the breath that we take, there is happiness. So you see, happiness needs to come in the simplicity of being, not in the doing. And certainly we do things, we have fun, and those things make us happy. But that's an outside thing. And that's okay, because certainly I want to do things that make me laugh and I have fun. That's fine. That's not really what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is sustaining it, that internal, eternal peace, right? What's going on inside? What's dictating how the outside then impacts us? You see, because if we can modify our thinking, modify our feeling, then outside events won't take us off the mark, because we have that inner peace regardless of what that illusion is. And I'm always going back to this illusionary world, this 3D world that we live in, and the false sense of self that we get when we look through the lens of the 3D. And so that's why it's so important that we really begin to go internally for who we are. Very interesting. You know, in some of my work as a transformational spiritual life coach, I teach and help people to get into the flow. You see, we have an idea that even ascension is an outside thing. And so just for a moment, imagine, if you will, yourself as this nestled little doll, you know, those Russian dolls. And the physical you is that inside doll. And then right around you, right around that, is that emotional field. You know, right? And we have the higher and the lower emotional plane. And then the next layer around that is that mental plane, the higher and the lower mental plane. And then we have the spiritual plane, the higher and the lower, well, no, the spiritual plane. And so we have all of that around us. And all of this idea of the programming of the unexpressed emotions, of all those things that cause us to believe ourselves to be outside God, are all around us, blocking us from truly expressing soul and higher self, because those levels are actually hovering right above us. And so getting into the flow is about clearing away all of those things that aren't serving us, all of those things that are causing us to continue to look for outside stimuli to be happy. So as we peel away the layers and we allow our soul to flow in, we allow our higher self to flow in that flow is bliss. In that flow is that peace that we so desire. But we keep thinking it's an outside job. It's an inside job, folks. So the difficulty is that our inner lives are based on patterns and habits, right? That false programming, indeed. Those beliefs that have been seated in our subconscious mind and control our every step. And yeah, that definitely is another part of the work I do. It's helping us to get off of autopilot. Is it any wonder why you keep searching and searching and searching outside of yourself? Because this false programming tells us that the answers are outside. You know, we look at TV, we see this false programming, we look through magazines. And you know, it's so funny, I was looking at a magazine today, and I don't order them, they send them to me, I guess, in hopes that I will. And it's so funny, I looked at this particular ad, and it caught my attention, because it was a young girl, probably all of 20, advertising an aging cream. And I was thinking to myself, now, does that make sense? Me at 51, I'm going to compare the quality of my skin and the depth of my wrinkles, right, to a 20-year-old, thinking, well, I'm not beautiful enough, because if this cream could possibly make me look, what, wrinkle-free? I don't think so. And so it's these outside false programming that continues to belittle us and continues to make us think that we have to find the answers outside of ourselves, and that is simply not the case. We are perfect, whole, and complete as we are in this moment, and I love myself as I am. And that's the challenge. That is truly the challenge, to find the divine that's within you and to love every aspect of that divinity within yourself. In this state, you don't choose occasion by occasion how you respond to it. This happens, and you see, so think about it. In this place of being outside of self and allowing this false programming to dictate who we are, we're not really choosing anything. So by occasion, how we respond to it is all based on all of this outside false programming. And this happens, and then you feel angry. And then that happens, and you feel sad, right? Because of these habits, these events don't necessarily leave you with inner peace. You know, this happened to me today, and now I'm upset about it. Now I'm angry about it. Why? Because you are allowing these outside things to determine who you are. So the key is to change the patterns and acquire new inner habits, new programming. You know, of course, my website, Affirmations for Living, right? Affirmationsforliving.net. Certainly, that would suggest that I'm all about affirmations, but it's so much more than that. It really is about understanding the power of suggestion. It's about understanding the false programming that's in that subconscious mind. It's about understanding that 90% of everything that I move forward doing is based on what's already programmed in my mind. And so my subconscious running the show is going to tell me that, don't worry, I got it, and I'm going to take over. So if I've had this failed relationship, I'm going to continue to have failed relationships because my subconscious wants to take over. So it's about really getting to the underlying issues, what's in that programming in your subconscious. How do we release those things? How do we clear at all levels, not only what was taught to us in childhood, but past lives? For the sins of our fathers are carried through generation to generation. So what my great-great-grandfather believed, if he was an alcoholic, did I carry that attribute, right, or that affliction with me in this time-space reality? So all of that is what's addressed in the work that I do, transformational coaching, as well as clearing. And so it's about clearing all of those channels, all of the mud around that energetic field at all of these different levels so that you can be in the flow and in the flow of source, of God, of prime creator. Then you begin to truly awaken to your divinity. And so that's more of what my work is about. However, I love the word affirmation because we are affirming a better way of doing things, a more positive way of living, because the universal laws work in harmony when you're positive, right? Because, again, we understand through that universal law of attraction, that which is likened to myself is attracted. So if I'm thinking positive thoughts, that means I'm feeling positive energy. That means I'm vibrating to the frequency of being positive. And guess what? That's going to go out to that feel of potential. And that's everywhere at an atomic and subatomic level. That's going to go out and it's going to find everything that it's a match to, because it must. It's the law, right? And then it's going to return it to me. And so that's why everything works in harmony with being positive. Because do you want to create negative things? Of course not. And so it really is about changing the way you think, and then you change the way you're expressing and living. So all of it goes hand in hand. So I would encourage you to visit my site today. And as a matter of fact, first-time clients get 50% off that session, the first session. So definitely check that out. So then we are tasked with the idea of reprogramming ourselves to be happy. Wow, we actually have to do that as well. Well, it's a natural state. Unfortunately, if we've programmed ourselves in the other direction of, whoa, look at me, you know, we're hypochondriacs. Every little thing that pops up, we think we have all sorts of craziness going on in our lives, right? And so if we continue to look at the negative Nancy, as I like to call her, or if we always looking at the dark side of things, well then, yeah, we have to reprogram ourselves into being happy, because then we've moved outside of the natural state. So first, decide to be happy. Now, I know that might sound simple, but everything is about a choice. Everything is about getting off of autopilot and becoming consciously aware of your thoughts. And so in every moment, then yes, I pay attention to what I'm thinking. And that absolutely means choosing to feel and think happy thoughts. And consciously choose it every single day. So, you know, as I'm getting up in the morning after I've said my morning prayers, and you know, all of the outer body experiences, all of the experiences, I like to call them, that are in my book that's coming out soon, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. Truly, early in the morning, and when I'm in that state of grace and in that state and communicating with all the beings of light and my guides, and it's such a peaceful, beautiful place to be in. But as I'm moving from that space and into prayer, you know, I end it with all of life now comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And what a wonderful way to set the intention, because I'm right. I am no longer living through default. I live through intention. And so my intention is to have a day filled with joy and glory and with ease. So you have to daily set the intention, because we're energy. And so that is going out to the field of potential, and it returns to me beautifully with synchronistic events going on, with people contacting me wanting to create together. And so that's why it's so important that we, yes, set the intention to be happy. These ideas, of course, it's about becoming mindful, right? It's about getting off of autopilot. Mindfulness is a key inner skill because as it gets stronger, it lets you focus on your own inner life and you catch your habits in the act. And that's so important that we catch those habits. So, you know, throughout the day, if you monitor yourself, for example, you know, you're at your desk at your place of employment and you stop in the middle of the day and you evaluate, how am I feeling? I feel really good. I'm happy. I feel positive. Things are going well. Wow. Then we continue. I continue to intend for things to go well. But if your boss is hollering at you, you know, your coworkers are all getting in your face saying that this, you've not met the timeline, you didn't do this right, or, you know, whatever that looks like for you, then you need to stop and say, I recognize this. I accept responsibility for how this is going. And in this moment, because I am consciously creating now, in this moment, I now intend for the rest of my day to go with ease, with joy, and in harmony. I intend to communicate easily for the rest of the day. I intend to have joyful conversations with my coworkers. I intend to be happy in this moment, and it will express itself in the physical. So that's what's important. That's why we want to become conscious thinkers, right? So once you can see what they do, then the change you're seeking often happens on its own. So once you can begin to tweak as you go, these changes will start to happen all on their own. And that's what's so important. So next, now you have to value happiness. We value so many things, right? We value money, certainly, and that's warranted because, well, it's a necessity. So we value it. And the more we have, the more we think we're happy, and that possibly can be because it's a wonderful thing to have an abundance of money, certainly. But we also have to value happiness, and not at the stake of giving up something, right? Your choices are based on your values. So you have to really start to evaluate what it is you value and what do you value most of all. If you regulate happiness to a low priority in life, other choices will take precedence. So where's happiness located on your list? Relative to work, relative to taking care of others, relative to, here we go, money, right? Where's happiness on that? So if you are sticking to this job that you absolutely hate and you curse it every day as you go, but boy, that paycheck is really big, then where are your priorities? And do you value yourself that you would allow yourself, sell yourself out, your happiness for that money? So now let's move to, and that's only a question really that you can answer. You know, we're not here in judgment. Certainly that's not the case because we understand the value of it and that it's a necessity. So it's just evaluating where you are and putting happiness, joy, balance, moderation, these things that can really help you have that inner peace, bring them up higher on that list is all I'm saying. So now let's move into benevolence, okay? Yes, can you believe it? It's actually a part of the creation of the art of being happy. It comes as a surprise when we first hear it, but benevolence or love starts off as a practical still which counteracts negative emotions like anger and hatred, right? And anger and hatred are wreckers of happiness. Because in that anger, there's no happiness. It certainly is the opposite of it. So try in the next time someone annoys you. Here we go. Exercises, things to think about. So the next time someone annoys you, put yourself in their place. Ask yourself what they might be thinking or feeling to behave that way. How does that feel? It doesn't mean that they need to or should get off the hook, because that's not what we're talking about. But if you get into the habit of thinking more tolerantly, understanding that their actions are also ruled by inner habits, you'll find you can react with less anger. And hear this, less anger equals more happiness for you, because you are more equipped to choose your response. So you then can stay centered in that heart space. And instead of being reactive, you respond accordingly. So benevolence is such an important attribute in this art of being happy. So really, you see, we're taking this art of being happy, right? Because we know we have to create it. And we're putting all of the tools that we need. So say we're that painter. We're taking the brush, and we're taking the easel, and we're taking the canvas, and all of these things, benevolence and getting off of autopilot, all of these things, we're putting them together, and now we'll have the tools to create the masterpiece. And the masterpiece is what? Happiness. So less anger equals more happiness, because again, you're more equipped to choose your response. And of course, another important concept or skill to practice is that of letting go. Boy, what an important one that is. This is particularly helpful when we are unhappy not getting what we want. Once again, going back to, if I had more of this, then I'd be happy. If I had to do less of this, then I'd be happy. If I lived in a bigger house, then I'd be happy. If I drove this fancier car, then I'd be happy. So we have to let go, allowing ourselves to be more in the present. Right? Whether it's clothes or money or even love, but letting go helps us to release the notion that we have to be in control or we have to have material things to be happy. In letting go, we also learn how to practice forgiveness. Bad things happen to good people, and good people, well, sometimes make bad mistakes. Let go. Forgive. There's nothing you can do about it other than forgive and move on to making yourself happy again. When you hold on to bad feelings from the past, you prolong your suffering. You know, and it's so very interesting. People tend to want to keep this record, right? And so they'll pretend to be happy and they'll pretend that everything is going well. And then all of a sudden, something comes up and they're annoyed and they want to bring out that checklist. 10 years ago, dag nabbit, you did this, and boy, I'm still fuming over it. Well, who is that hurting? That's hurting yourself. So when we say let go, when we say forgive, it really means it at every level. Forgive and let go, because you're doing a disservice to yourself, because you're taking away from your happiness. Don't give unhappy thoughts a home. You know, again and again, people want to beat themselves up and want to move in the direction of being unhappy and being negative. Stop. Let negative thoughts and feelings drift away, and as they drift away, create positive ones to balance out the negatives. Let them go and fill that space with positive thoughts. You know, I do an exercise when I teach the violet flame. I love the violet flame because truly it's an amazing gift that we have been given from Source, from Father, Mother, God. And the violet flame is in every one of our chakras in our physical body, but even more beautifully, it's in all of the chakras in our fourth and fifth dimensional bodies. And it's the flame of transmutation. And so when you invoke this violet flame, it goes out at every level, that subatomic and atomic level, and it transmutes that lack, that limitation, that fear, that anger, that doubt, all of those miscreations, lifetime after lifetime, and it turns it back to the frequency of the perfection of source. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? So there's an amazing tool to use. Now, the thing about it, you have to use it. It's a practice, so you have to use it. You have to use it daily because you have to reach critical mass. So you at this atomic, subatomic level has to be now vibrating. 51% of you has to be vibrating this new transformed, transmuted belief. And at that point, the other 49% is dissolved and absorbed. And so let me share with you what that invocation would sound like. I am my beloved I am presence, invoking the full power of the violet flame to transmute the cause, core, effect, record, and memory of every thought, feeling, word, or action that I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that reflects lack and limitation, poverty, poverty consciousness, fear, guilt, shame, doubt, whatever that looks like for you. And yes, that will come in, go to work, and transmute. So a wonderful exercise to pick up if you're not doing that. So it's important that we practice being happy because it's like a muscle. So on that note, I'm going to take a short break. And when I come back, we are going to continue. Be right back.
Affirmations for Living is about affirming a positive way of living because it's your birthright to live with passion and purpose and to prosper. You will learn how to connect your higher conscious mind as Reverend Dr. Adhij takes you on an inner journey of self-discovery and higher awareness while utilizing a process that releases the negative emotions that have been keeping you bound to a life that is not in alignment with who you truly are as a spiritual being. Imagine that right now in this very moment, you can learn to create limitless opportunities. What do you want? Health, wealth, happiness? To find your soul purpose? We have the tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and desires. From our affirmations and guided meditations to our webinars and transformational spiritual life coaching, the choice is yours. To learn more, visit us at affirmationsforliving.net. And don't forget to get the smartphone app Awakened today. It's free. Change your thinking. Change your life.
All righty. And I am back. And so we left off with the art of being happy and the importance of putting together all the tools needed for that tapestry, for that painting. And so I want to go over just a few more ideals, principles, practices that really contribute to this art. Gratitude, because we talked about benevolence, we talked about letting go, but we also have to be grateful. Grateful for what? Grateful for what we do have, right? Grateful for where we are in this moment. Gratitude, you see, it opens your heart and directs your energy to that which you love and what brings you joy. Think about that. So if I can be grateful for what little things I perceive myself to have, then, whoa, it directs the energy to that which I love and what makes me happy to begin with, right? And then it brings more of that to me. Absolutely. So a thing that I love to do, you know, in this gratitude prayer, I love to, when I get something that I like, whether it be, you know, a check in the mail or a new client or someone just saying thank you, or whatever it is, I just take it for a moment and hold on to the energy of it. And I'm like, thank you, God. More, please. And so it's just a wonderful practice to be in the state of gratitude, because it truly lines you up for receiving more of what you're desiring. So, yeah, very, very important. Gratitude is an attitude that can profoundly change your consciousness. When you live your life in gratitude, it can affect your being at a biological level, training your mind and body to live in a higher state of health and well-being. Gratitude is the sweet song of appreciation and turns any experience into a gift that is received. If joy is to be your path, then gratitude shall be your staff. So really wonderful words to live by. Be thankful for what you have. And furthermore, when you feel grateful, you experience all the beautiful qualities you feel grateful for all over again. So think about that. The more you practice it and you stay in the feeling of what it feels like, then you can bring up that feeling any time. Wow. What an art that is. So if you're having a momentary lapse, think about that experience that made you feel good. And bring it back right to the present, right to now, and feel it again. And now continue. So that feels good. Now, along with the idea of letting go, I think another one that's really important is judgment, right? We really need to suspend judgment, because judging others or yourself, and that's important that we be less critical of ourselves. Judging others or yourself lowers your energy and separates you from love and joy. Having an opinion isn't the same as judging and doesn't hold the harsh energy that judgment does. So, of course, we have opinions of things, you know, and of course we can say, well, you know, I see how that person's doing that. I do it a little differently. Now, that's just my opinion. Yes, I have a right to choose how I would do something, but I'm not going to say, well, that person's just an absolute idiot. Oh my God, what are they thinking? Why would they do it that way? That's really stupid. That's judging. So there's a big difference. I can allow you to be who you are, because that is a universal law, the law of allowing. So I allow you to be who you are. I'm not going to judge you, because guess what? Your path is your path. You can choose to awaken on it, or you can choose to stay in the dark. That's your choice. I'm not going to judge you for your choices, for your actions, for your life. I can only say that I might do things a little differently for myself, but that's okay. No harm done, right? So it's important that we understand the difference. So even with forming or holding an opinion, we have to be sure you know the truth of any person or situation. So you see, it's so quick to judge someone when we're looking at 30% of the reality of it, right? And so we're not seeing the whole picture, and yet we're so quick to make a judgment, to make a call on it. So be mindful what you decide about someone you don't know, for it will invariably reveal less of them and more of you. Isn't that interesting? Yes, absolutely. What you judge in another may be something you secretly judge in yourself that you have not yet owned and are projecting outwards. Think about that. And I'm going to repeat that, because that's really important. What you judge in another may be something you secretly judge in yourself that you've not owned and you're projecting outwards. And so it shows up, because what? People show up in your life to help you grow. People show up in your life to reveal to you those issues in yourself, that false programming yourself that needs to be released. So you're judging them, not realizing that, there's something there that warrants deeper investigation. And when I look at it with love, I'll see that it's something that I need to release in myself. So, in other words, judgment can be a tool. Use judgment as a means to become more conscious of yourself, your inner buttons, your beliefs, and repressed aspects of yourself. So if you're pointing a finger, be sure to look in the mirror first, right? The more you love and accept yourself, the less you will judge others. Why? Because you become detached. I'm a detached observer. And by the way, that's another universal law. So I become a detached observer. So that means I've done enough work to clear away all those layers, right? Remember I talked about that earlier? Those layers that are around me in my energetic fields. I've done enough work to clear those layers so that I like me just fine. And if I like me and all is well and I'm understanding the law of allowing, then there isn't anything in you to register that I need to address. So that's the wonderful thing about it. So use judgment. So use judgment as a means to become more conscious of yourself. The more you love, and as I said, the more you love and accept yourself, the less you will judge others or be affected by the judgment of others. This doesn't mean tolerating a situation or behaving or a behavior that you feel doesn't honor you, but more it frees you to walk your own path and leave others to theirs. So that's the thing. It's about walking your own path. And this is such an important thing to get. Awakening. You know, and I share this with in my book, because my book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And again, it's coming out probably, you know, when it comes out, I would say the end of the month, but more than likely the second week of October. But, you know, I'm going to talk about it and it will be available right here. So everyone has their own awakening to do. And as we get off this idea of judging others and what it looks like and just get on our own path and allow ourselves to traverse the path, you see, because here's the thing about judging and the thing about this. We can walk the road as straight and narrow as we like, and that's fine. Or we can have a nice winding road and we can do cartwheels on it and we can take a step forward and two steps backward. We can jump off the road completely and go take a swim in the lake. We can, you know, do all sorts of things and have events and experiences along the way. But when all is said and done, the ending point on either path is the same. And so that's why we don't need to sit in judgment of anyone, because all roads lead home. And that's what's so important here. All roads lead home. So I get to travel my road how I want to, and you get to do the same. So if you're still in judgment, if things are still coming up to make you angry, to take you off the mark, then there's still interior work that you need to do. You know, I'm going to share with you, since I have a little extra time today, I'm going to share with you some of these experiences then that I had in my awakening. And it's so amusing to me now as I look back. And you know, I continue to have experiences. So it's not like, well, you've reached enlightenment, now what? No, you continue. It continues. We continue to evolve. We continue to raise our frequency and our vibration. We continue to being, right? The beingness of it. And so here's the story, because it really reminds me of how we can allow outside things to affect us. And they can be simple things. When we say these things, it doesn't have to be anything that's monumental. Right? So I used to own a store, and I remember this one day pulling up to it, parking, and getting a flat tire. And as I am parking, getting this flat tire, I'm all bothered by this flat tire. Now, of course, I'm in the comfort of my store, but yes, I have to actually make a run and leave the store and go do some things. And this flat tire was prohibiting me from doing that. So it turns out that one of my customers, a friend, actually was going to the same place I needed to go. So I called my husband to come and change the flat tire. My mom was in the store because she was going to mind it while I ran the errand, so she was there. And this person, this kind person, took me to where I needed to go. He waited for me, and he brought me back to my shop. And when I got there, my husband had changed the tire. He was on his way out of town. My mom could go home. And the day was just another beautiful day. But I let that event, for whatever reason, agitate me, aggravate me, because things will happen, and sometimes, you know, it'll bother us, right? And so later that night, I'm home now, and my husband, like I said, is out of town, and it's just the two of us in our home, so obviously I'm home by myself. And it's the wee hour of the morning, and this is when the process of awakening really started for me. And it's probably 4 o'clock in the morning, and I hear this outside voice, and this outside voice said, "Disconnect from an uneven temper." And, well, might I say I jumped? I was definitely surprised. And I said, "Excuse me, did someone say something?" And I'm looking around my room. I'm like, did my husband come home and, you know, he's whispering? No, he's not home. I'm still here by myself. And the voice said it again, "Disconnect from an uneven temper." And I said, "Oh, you're talking about the flat tire earlier today. I let that bother me." And I said, "Okay, hold on. Let me go get a piece of paper and pencil because I need to write this down. I won't remember this, not, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning." And I'm thinking, that's not even how I would say it if it was me saying it, but it's the higher aspect of me saying it, right? And I said, "Okay, before I go back to sleep, is there anything else?" And they said, "Love. Love is the answer." So here, I'm telling you, it's so important that we detach from all of these things outside ourselves that would cause us to live outside of our heart space, that would cause us to be in judgment, that would cause us to be negative, to be angry, to be these things that take us from being happy. It's so important that as divine aspects of God that we find joy. It is our divine right to be full of joy and love and harmony and peace and all of these wonderful attributes that Christ consciousness brings to us. That's what he was talking about. So when you think of that newborn baby, think of all of those wonderful adjectives. He's innocent and pure and loving and happy and naive, precious. That's Christ consciousness, folks. And when we think of how you feel when you make a mistake, when you really goof up, you get angry, you get agitated, you get in judgment. That, dear friend, is what sin is. And sin is an archery term for those who really are stuck on it. Nothing more, nothing less, meaning to miss the mark. That's it. So you've missed the mark. Don't beat yourself up. Don't judge yourself. Get back on the path because you just took a big leap off. Just get back on the path and continue your expansion. Continue, right, on the road of enlightenment. That's all it is. So disconnect from an uneven temper. Uneven temper. Stay balanced. Stay in your heart. Stay in the space of love. Wow. And doesn't it just feel good? So let's just for a moment take a breath and let go. Nothing really is that important but being in the heart space. So as we move to the next one, we move into trust. Trust takes you towards positive, desired outcomes in a magical, effortless way. Trust yourself and your power as a creator. You know, I have to share once again another story because boy, oh boy, I've been gifted with the ability And it happened spontaneously to be a vessel for source. Truly, I have the ability energetically to clear, to heal, to activate. And it doesn't matter if we're in person. I just call in the light and I place my hands above someone's head, above their crown. And I feel the flow. I'm in the flow. And source moves in. And whatever that person needs, if it's a physical healing, if it's a clearing at whatever level so that they can be in the flow, it happens. Or if I'm on the phone or Skype, it happens with me just sitting there. Okay, I'm going to take a quick pause because it seems like we have a caller. So, alrighty.
Hello?
Well, hello.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I figured out how to turn the radio off on the computer so I could hear you speaking. This is Lava.
Hi, Lava.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, and I'm loving the topic today. So I have an issue that I'd like to bring forth for a little bit of advice.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
I know that some people are in our lives for a reason and others are in our lives for a season. And there's been, as I continue to grow in my spirituality and as it deepens and strengthens, then people are dropping off. And that's okay. But there's a few people that... they meant a lot to me, and their anger just wasn't working for me, and it was just one too many times of what I thought was childishness, and so I just stepped away, and I feel good about just, you know, honoring my feelings, but at the same point, I feel bad, and I miss the relationship that we had, but I know that we can't ever go back to that because it just doesn't work for me. And I'm just having a little bit of a challenge finding the balance with that.
You know, and that's such a wonderful question. Thank you. And not an easy one, you see, because like you said in the beginning, people come in for a reason and a season. And, you know, everything is such a divine expression. And people come and they go. And we have to understand that sometimes it's for our best and highest good. And we have to give ourselves, we have to love ourselves enough, right? And the equation is we love God, we love ourselves, and then others. And so you're loving yourself enough to say, I deserve to be treated better. And so it's okay because the physical, egoic personality says, but you know, I really like that person. I really want that person to still be around. But the person that says, but I am love and I am perfect how I am. And anyone who would not accept me and is in judgment of me, well, do you really want them to be around? Absolutely not. And so this path isn't always the easiest path. Right? It's like taking the high road. And sometimes it's not easy to navigate the high road. It's not easy to always stay firmly footed on it because we have to make choices. It's about making choices. And it's about, you know, what's so interesting when we really start to clear away those layers and we're in the flow and we're truly surrendering our lower self to our higher self, we become then not only a vessel for our higher self, but sort of like the obedient servant, right, of our higher self, because it's about being in harmony with your higher self. And so my higher self has a clearer picture of what's going on. And so that's why I know I have to move past this. That's why I know I can no longer have that person in my life. Now, I can love them. I can love them. I can send them love. I can send them light. I can wish them well. However, for me to be in harmony with me, I have to let you go. And that's okay because they came in to serve me and I served them. You know, it was so interesting. I had someone share a story with me. It was a gentleman and he was in a wonderful, loving relationship for 3 years, and 3 years to the day, they broke up. And he couldn't figure out what just happened. Why did we break up? Well, so he called a friend who was a psychic, a really good psychic, and this is what they said. Your contract was for all of 3 years to the day. You were to teach her how to be strong and independent, and she was to teach you love. You learned unconditional love because you loved her through all those things, and she learned to become strong and independent, and she left, and you still love her. So lessons learned, yes. Contract over, time to move on.
That actually makes perfect sense.
And so we're still here in this 3D, right? Still trying to put it in a little box, trying to make sense of it, when it's like, let it be. It is what it is. If they are to come back into your space, they will. But guess what? They'll have been transformed. And if it's not a part of that contract, they won't. And in time, you'll be okay with that, because that's then what you still have to get. Releasing the energy of release and letting go. Because love is no more in charge of that. Yes, but I want them to be in my life. No, let it go. Yes, but let it go. And so that's the process that you're still in, the letting go, for all as well as it is.
Okay, I can receive that.
Does that
definitely
make sense?
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
That was actually very, very helpful.
Yay.
I took notes.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. I love the topic.
Thank you. Love you, Lava. Bye-bye. So there you have it. So we were on trust, and trust is so, so, so very important. So we have to trust the universe and the love, the gifts, the guidance, and the blessings that it has for you. You see, when we are positive, when we're moving in the flow of gratitude and being happy, we can trust the process. And I tell you, this awakening has been really all about trusting the system. Because, I mean, for me, literally, they would come in and say, okay, no more meat. Literally, I remember this one time, I opened my refrigerator one morning about to prepare breakfast, and at this point, I still ate chicken. And, an occasional lamb chop, love lamb. And I opened the refrigerator, and literally, there was that voice again, and that voice said, no more meat. And I'm like, what? Who was that? And so it's about trusting the process. Well, they, my higher self, my guides, they have a bigger picture of what's going on, right? And so I said, okay. And from that moment forward, I became a vegetarian. And that helped me in this awakening process. It helped me to raise my frequency and my vibration. See, because we are living, right? And so we want to put things in that are alive. Higher vibration. So trust the process. Trust the still small voice that comes to you. And so the story that I was telling before Lava called was that, so in trusting this process as this energy healer, literally I heard that voice again tell me that lay your hands on them. You can do this. And so at one speaking engagement, I went and did energy work on every person there, and they each had an experience. The energy came in, it cleared, it activated, and I was blown away that I was this clear vessel that Source would work through. And it's such a thing when we want to even judge ourselves, thinking, well, who am I? Am I even worthy? Yes, we are divine beings. We are absolutely worthy. And so trust yourself, trust your guides, trust the system. It truly does work. The next one is honoring your emotions. It's so important that we pay attention to our emotions and that guidance system. Honor your emotions and listen to what they are telling you about what's going on inside. The chakra right above your belly button is your solar plexus, soul. Think about it, the soul, where your soul is housed. But it's also your guidance system. So, you know, when you get butterflies in your stomach, something's just not feeling right, pay attention, especially women. We have that sense, that sixth sense, and we'll always feel it. We need to start to pay attention to it. And as we pay attention to it, wow, and trust the process, then those gifts, those abilities really start to heighten. So express and release your feelings rather than deny, repress, and control or judge them. And it's so important because, again, it goes back to if we are this Russian nestled doll and we have these energy fields around us of the mental plane, the emotional plane, the spiritual plane. Every time we repress and suppress our emotions, for example, if you were a young boy and you wanted to cry or and your dad or your mom said, no, you can't cry. Little boys don't do that. And you had to hold in the energy. You had to hold in that cry that you just wanted to release. Guess what? That suppressed energy will go with you. It goes into your energy field and stays with you. And that's what these blockages are all about. Unexpressed emotions, lifetime after lifetime. And so it's so important that we, of course, don't get crazy, right? But express your emotions. Honor your emotions by accepting them and allowing them to be experienced and released. Be that by feeling them, writing them down, sharing them with a friend, or expressing them through creativity, okay? So it's important that we express ourselves. That allows us to then not falsely seed in that programming, but we get to let it go. You know, and me as a doctor of metaphysics, I truly, truly love meditation. And another one of those wonderful experiences that I had when this awakening began for me, a benevolent being from Sirius showed up. Yes, indeed. I kid you not. And said, we are ready to teach you meditate. Oh my goodness. You don't have to tell me twice. And I'll never forget what she looked like. Just amazing. Just amazing when you can truly begin to connect in to all that is and connect into, wow, the trueness of who we are as divine beings. And so meditation is really important because it's the getting quiet and listening for the guidance that comes in during meditation. And so if you don't know how to meditate, I would implore that you begin to study and research. On my website, I have a guided meditation called Awaken the Master in You. It actually is embedded with ancient solfeggio tones. So these tones are designed to activate your chakras, to clear energy around you, and to do amazing things. And so you have that, or you can just get quiet, or you can listen to music, or however you want to do it. Go for a walk in nature and be still. No talking. It's about getting quiet. So definitely you want to begin the practice, right? Another tool, the practice of meditating. Take responsibility. You know, all of these things, do they really have to do with the art of being happy? Absolutely. Because it's all to do with becoming consciously aware in every moment of all the aspects of ourselves. And so as we become consciously aware of all of these things, right, these are all the tools that we're using to build this beautiful painting of happiness. So responsibility definitely is one, because responsibility brings freedom and empowerment. And with freedom and empowerment, I'm free to be happy. The more you take responsibility for your life, the better able you are to change it. You create or allow your experience at some level, whether you're aware of it or not. So hear that. You're creating your experiences, whether you acknowledge it, whether you're consciously aware of it, because you get what you get because you're a vibrational match to it. So it's taking responsibility for where you are. Of course, we bring in that gratitude, being grateful for where we are, right? And then changing our thought process so that we can move through it. So becoming aware of your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, your attitudes, and choices that are creating your reality. Take responsibility for them and choose those that serve you and your, and of course, this amazing world that we are on, Mother Gaia. Get exciting, about the future. Own your power. Trust yourself and get manifesting, right? Here's one that is just absolutely amazing. And we just have a few more thoughts and principles that I'd like to cover. Thank you for sticking with me. I know this is a little longer today, but I've been blessed with having a few extra moments. And so thank you. More, please. Do you see how that works? Yes, indeed. So know you are loved. You know, wherever you are right now, whatever you are feeling or expressing, you are loved and you are appreciated. You are loved totally and unconditionally by the source of creation. If you do not hold spiritual beliefs, think of it as though there is a part of you that loves you completely, beyond need of a reason. There is nothing you need to do to win, to be, to have, nothing. You don't have to quantify it. You don't have to qualify for it. It is yours simply because of your being, of your existence. Open to this truth and allow it in and love. You know, it's so important. We look for love in all the wrong places. Is that a song? You know, look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself just as you are. Remember I talked about earlier how that cream, you know, putting on a lotion to get rid of the wrinkles. You have to love myself, wrinkles and all, right? Love myself as I am unconditionally. So opening to this love that is always there for you will help you experience more of your true value, your worth, your inherent deserving, and heal pain of separation and loneliness. So if you're lonely, right, if you're like, oh, I'm all alone, I'm looking for someone, I would like to be in a relationship, guess what? The reason why is because you're not loving yourself enough. And if you don't love yourself enough and you're not sending out that love vibration, well, how can you find love? You can't, because you're not vibrating to it. You are love beyond reason. You are love beyond season, unconditionally, eternally. You are loved. Indeed, you are loved. So, wow, as we begin to close up today, wow. A lot was said. I hope you got it. Of course, you can always come back and listen again, right? Which is the wonderful thing. Indeed, it is. You know, I have the app Awakened, and so you can always download that and follow and listen or come back to the archive and take notes. As Lava was saying, she was taking a couple of notes. And so these are all wonderful things to just really let settle in. So as we close today, practice, practice, practice. Practice being happy. Because, you know, just like we exercise and we want to get fit, the practice of being happy is just like a muscle that we want to exercise. And it will get stronger the more you exercise it, the more you use it, the more you use all of these things. Right? The letting go, the love, the gratitude, the forgiveness, the benevolence. The more we practice all of these things, what a beautiful tapestry we get to paint. Right? Think about that. Keeping yourself happy is like staying in shape. You'll become better the more you do it. It will become easier, in fact, for you to do. You know, right now we say these are practices, but before you know it, it's a habit. Before we know it, it's now the new seeding in your subconscious. And that's how we reprogram ourselves, by putting in all these new amazing things, these new tools to fill the space and to consciously choose them in every moment. And as we consciously choose them in every moment, we are reprogramming ourselves. And that's how we begin to affirm a better way of living. And eventually, as that becomes a habit, that new program seated in your subconscious will take over. You can then face any challenge in life. And it's important that we have faith and we trust. to renew your energy. You need to make time to replenish your spirit. Be happy, be happy, be happy. Happiness is your natural state of being. So I want to thank you. Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a better way of living. It's about discovering your true, authentic self. I am here to assist you on your journey any way I can. So go to my site again, affirmationsforliving.net. I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me. Call me, Facebook me, get the app, leave comments. I would love to hear comments about today's show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Till next time, love, peace, and happiness. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.